Well, hello again. It's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Podcast, the weekly podcast, coming to you from my office, from my study. Hey, I want to take you to Hebrews 7:25. That's 7:25. Hebrews 7:25. It says, "Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them." Wow. Did you hear that? He is able to save them to the uttermost. You know, one of the biggest words in our language is the word uttermost. It has been said that no one has ever seen the uttermost or ever traveled there. You know, we've mapped the earth and pinpointed the stars and measured the distances between the planets. But in spite of all our learning and knowledge, no one has ever located the uttermost. The uttermost, why can we say it? It's kind of like the horizon. Have you ever stood there and watched the horizon and then gone out to it? Well, it's never there. It's always further on. And our understanding of God's love is like that. Just when we think we've begun to understand it, we see that he loves us to an even deeper degree than we have imagined. He loves us to the uttermost. We read in John 13:1, "Having loved his own, he loved them to the end." Now, literally in the Greek language, that's he loved them to the uttermost. His love is always greater than we can grasp. He has lavished his amazing love upon us, and yet, in our experience, its fullest extent, the uttermost, it's always farther on. We don't really get a hold of the love of God. Yeah, we know he loves us and we appreciate it and enjoy it, but he loves us much more than we can comprehend. He loves us to the uttermost. Now look, when we see Christ's incarnation and life on our behalf and realize that it was on our behalf, we glimpse a measure of his love for us. But we're so spiritually dull. I'm spiritually dull. But why do I say that? Because you just get a glimpse of his love. And when we look at the cross, we continue to receive a sight of his love, but again, we can't grasp its fullness. No, it's very hard to grasp, to understand what it's like that love kept him pinned to that cross, nailed to that cross. Do we understand that? Do we appreciate it? Yes, we do. But his love, or that comprehension of his love, is always further on. We are loved to the uttermost, but we've not yet arrived at the uttermost in our understanding. And much as we grasp the wonderful things of the gospel, we are faced with a love that's greater than our comprehension. It's a love that's always further on. It's a love to the uttermost. Now notice how in Hebrews 7:25 that we have a Savior who not only loves us to the uttermost, but who saves us to the uttermost. That's what the verse said. It says he saves to the uttermost. Now, I'm not sure why some people insist that Jesus can save us and then lose us. Come on. Scripture's clear. He saves us to the uttermost. He's able to save us to the uttermost. He's not going to lose you. He's wonderfully accomplished our salvation, and now, as our ever-living high priest, he richly applies that same salvation to his blood-bought possessions. That's the saved people. He is able to save, look, to the uttermost. Why? Do you want a few reasons why? Well, he's able to save to the uttermost because he did not save himself. When he was hanging on the cross, they said, "He saved others. Let him save himself." That's what they said. Check it out. Luke 23:35. He's able to save us to the uttermost because he died as though he were us. Check it out. Galatians 2:20. He's able to save to the uttermost because he loved and paid for us with his blood. Oh, take a look and see that. Revelation 5:9. He's able to save to the uttermost because he has an endless priesthood, Hebrews 7:15 to 17, and he's able to save us to the uttermost. Why? Because he appears in heaven for us, Hebrews 9:24. He's able to save to the uttermost, for he's applying the blessings of eternal redemption to us. Hebrews 9:12-15, he's able to save to the uttermost because he ever lives to make intercession for us. Hebrews 7:25, that same Jesus who died on the cross is alive. He is alive and he's never going to die again. That same Jesus who was buried in the tomb is risen. That same Jesus who ever lives to ensure that his purchase is saved to the uttermost. He's here to ensure that. Oh, we're twice safe. He paid for us. He bought us. And he's now living for us and appearing for us. He alone plus salvation plus, sorry, he alone plus nothing is our salvation. And we rest our faith on him, the Lord Jesus alone. He is the crucified and risen Lord, the master of all. He alone is our ever-living high priest who saves to the uttermost. So let's read our text again. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. Now here's some excellent news. Would you like some excellent news? I think you're ready for some excellent news. Christ Jesus, our high priest, has been entrusted with full authority and power to save all for whom he died. He's able to save to the uttermost. Now look, it's one thing to say you're able or you're willing, but are you able? But he's able. He's not just willing to save. Now, what do I mean? Okay, many a doctor has wanted to save a patient. The will was there, but they've not been capable of doing so. Just couldn't do it. Will was sound, but the ability wasn't there. Many parents have been in the same position, willing to transfer the suffering of their child to themselves. Take that. But they were unable to. Oh yeah, willing to save their child, but not able to. Do we think Jesus is like that? Is that what we think the Lord is like? No, here's the gospel truth. The Lord Jesus is not merely willing to save. He doesn't just try to save or do his best to save, but he actually saves to the uttermost. Who does he save? All who come to God by him. Have you come to God by him? Dear listener, have you come and trusted Jesus? Well, listen, Jesus Christ succeeds where everyone else fails. Why? Because he saves to the uttermost. He saves with an all-sufficient omnipotence. He takes us at our worst and saves us completely. Or as one old-time Irish preacher used to say, he saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. I like that. Yeah. But because he saves to the uttermost, he sacrificed himself on Calvary. Because he saves to the uttermost, he made full satisfaction for our sins. He didn't leave it undone. He didn't give a half-raggedy kind of salvation at the cross. He was wonderful at the cross. He saves to the uttermost. And he's alive. Now he's risen from the dead. He's alive. Still saving. He's not paying for our sins. Those are paid for. He saves to the uttermost. He intercepted the wrath of God. As he hung there on the cross, he intercepted the wrath of God that was headed straight for us. And he intercepted. He stood between us and the wrath of God. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he lovely? And because he saves to the uttermost, he rose from the grave. Because he saves to the uttermost, he ascended into heaven. Because he saves to the uttermost, he now makes constant representation of us and for us. Yes, indeed. Jesus, the great high priest, saves to the uttermost. Because he is our high priest, he saves from the uttermost of guilt. Because he's our high priest, he saves from the uttermost of condemnation. Because he's our high priest, he saves from the uttermost of damnation. Because he is our high priest, he saves from the uttermost of death. He is able to save to the uttermost. What a staggering gospel. At the cross, Christ looked like the victim. There he was, crowned with thorns. Ah! Bruised and battered and wounded beyond recognition. He looked like the victim, but he never was. And at the resurrection, he was seen to be every inch the victor. Christ died. Christ is risen. Christ has ascended into the place of cosmic authority. And he ever lives to make intercession for us. Romans 8:34. He saves to the uttermost. Now, having obtained eternal redemption for us at Calvary, he now applies the blessings of his accomplishment from the Holy of Holies. We are twice safe. We are paid, bought, and paid for, and he is alive forevermore to make sure all the benefits come through to us. Wonderful. He is praying for us, not so we can be forgiven. That was settled at the cross. No, he's praying that we would have the benefits of his salvation applied to us. He is alive. Who is? Jesus is alive with the power of an endless life. And thus guarantees that we will realize the full benefits and blessings of his sacrifice. He ever lives. And because of that endless life, we have the pledge that we will be saved to the uttermost by him. Christ saves all who come to God by him. I'll ask again, have you been to God through Jesus? He saves completely and with an exhaustive and all-encompassing salvation. Look, you don't have to pay for the salvation. It's accomplished. Will you trust him to save you? Look, you don't know how long you've got to live. I'm not trying to scare you, but just a couple of days ago, a guy I knew in Texas, knew him well, big, healthy, strong guy, dropped dead. Listen, you don't know how long you've got. Have you been to Jesus? Have you been to God through Jesus? Why don't you trust him today? Look, the Christ of the cross is now the high priest of and the King of heaven. He saves completely with an exhaustive and all-encompassing salvation. He is perfectly suited to those who cannot save themselves. Well, why is he suited to us? Because he is able to save to the uttermost. I'm not able to save anyone, but he is able. Christ died on the cross. But unlike the Old Testament priests, his death did not signal a cessation of his ministry. Christ Jesus rose from the dead and entered glory as our great high priest. In him we are presented before the Father. He is the guarantee that we will never perish. Did you hear me? He, Jesus, is our guarantee that we will never perish. He saves us to the uttermost. So listen one more time to Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. Now, Christ Jesus saves to the uttermost. He's able to save to the uttermost. He's willing and able to save and ready to save, to completely and utterly saves. And in him, we have salvation at its fullest extent. He is the uttermost. Oh, yeah. One day we'll get to see him and we'll get to know him in the fullness of knowing him. But even then, I believe in glory, there'll be a constant revelation of the Lamb of God, the constant revelation of God through Christ. Ah, look, there's nothing in him that should be out of him, and there's nothing out of him that should be in him. Christ is able to save to the uttermost. Now here's the question. How much ability does Jesus have to save? Okay, I'll ask it again. How much ability does Jesus have to save? By the way, I asked that on our Facebook group, The Gospel Truth, and then it's got an exclamation mark after truth. But I had some great replies. Hey, if you're not on that Facebook group, you join. It's free to join, like any Facebook group, and you'll get lots of gospel goodies there. But look, how far can he take salvation? What are the limits and boundaries of salvation? Well, there's none. Because he's able to save to the uttermost. And since there's nothing beyond the uttermost, there can be nothing lacking in God's uttermost salvation through Christ. Christ has removed every power and enemy that has attempted to roadblock our salvation. He saves to the uttermost. Well, someone asks, what does it mean to save? Brother Miles, what does it mean to save or to be saved? Great question. The most obvious meaning is that when we are saved, we have salvation. Yeah, but Brother Miles, what is salvation? There are many facets to salvation, and one word is not enough to fully explain salvation. But one of the primary things that salvation means is deliverance from imminent danger. Now, for example, in Exodus 14, Moses and the children of Israel were facing the impassable Red Sea. Pharaoh and his blood-bathed army were rapidly closing in for the kill. But faithful Moses said to the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation which he will show you today." And you know the rest of the story, how that God parted the Red Sea, Israel was delivered and the Egyptians were destroyed. And that at the conclusion of these events we read, "Thus the Lord saved Israel out of the hand of the Egyptians." So salvation for them was deliverance from danger. Salvation and deliverance from danger are one of the same. And Jesus is our salvation. Do you remember Matthew 1:21? "You shall call his name Jesus." Now, why in the world would I call him Jesus? Call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. And what does Jesus do? He saves. That's what he does. He saves. He saves from danger. The danger of lostness. He saves from the lostness of death. He saves from the penalty of sin. He saves from the pleasure of sin. He saves from the power of sin. He saves from the power of the devil. He saves from the wrath of God. He saves from the terror of the day of judgment. He saves from divine punishment. And if you're not saved, it is appointed unto man one time to die and afterwards the judgment. Oh, why do you think I'm preaching? Afterwards the judgment. He, however, the Lord Jesus saves to the uttermost. Won't you trust him? He saves to the uttermost. The unchanging nature of Jesus' priesthood means that the salvation he gives is unchanging, and it's permanent, and it's secure. It will not be lost. You cannot come to Christ and be lost, and remain lost. What I mean, lose your salvation. He is able to save to the uttermost. That's why you'll never be lost. He is able to save to the uttermost, and that is the gospel truth. So I'm going to leave and say, if you want to talk to me, I'm miles@milesmckee.com. Please join the little group. It's not a little group, it's a growing group. Facebook group called The Gospel Truth with an exclamation mark. And write to me. But I need to ask you a question. Are you saved? Listen to today's scripture. "Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost." He is able. Who is the he? Jesus. He's the appointed one to bring salvation. Wherefore he's able to save to the... He's able. He doesn't just try to save. He saves. He's able to save to the utmost them that come to God. Jesus said, I am the way. There's no other way. I am the way. Come to God through him. Believe in him. Trust in him. Rest in his accomplishments. Yeah, and you'll be saved to the uttermost. Again, that's the gospel truth.